Perfect. Can you hear me? Is that better? All right. All right. Thank you so much. So at the Baptist World Alliance, we often say that we have three passions. We are passionate about sharing the gospel, passionate about standing with the persecuted, and passionate about supporting local Baptist churches as they serve their communities. Sharing the gospel, standing with the persecuted, and serving our local communities. We do this as Baptists because we believe the Word of God is powerful and alive. In September, Mark and I were in South Korea, and I had a chance to meet with a North Korean defector named Shion. To escape from North Korea, Shion sold herself into marriage to a man in China who had been unable to find a wife because he was blind. Well, you might imagine the reality of what it's like to be sold into marriage into another country, right? Well, fortunately, Shion's husband was a good guy. He just hadn't been able to find a wife because he was blind. And after they had a child, her husband paid for Shion and this child to smuggle them into South Korea. And when she got to Seoul, she then called for her husband to come and join her. Well, as a North Korean defector, she qualified for free university education. So she began to go every day to the university, and one of her professors at the university began to witness to her about Jesus Christ. And she came home and she told her husband about all of this, and she said, "I don't know about all of this. You know, I'm from North Korea. We're all atheists. I don't know." And her husband, who was blind, who was a Buddhist, said, "Shion, can't you see that through all of these troubles and trials and difficulties that you have faced, God has kept you alive for some reason?" He said, "Now, I don't know if those Christians have a book, but since I'm blind, could you ask if they have a book and then read that book to me?" And that's how Shion came to know the Lord. Now, I don't know. It's so wonderful to hear from Hannah this morning and about her engagement with Fiji. And I don't know if in your church's strategy, if you have blind Buddhist husbands who help traffic their wives as part of your mission strategy. But God's kingdom is an amazing place. And Shion said these words as we interviewed her. "This is a story of pain and torture, but we see how God is moving. Even now, the gospel is being preached in North Korea. Even now, I don't say, 'Lord, don't send me back.' I pray, 'Lord, let your will be done.' I believe," she concluded, "for the kingdom, there have to be sacrifices and martyrdom." Today, Shion is teaching North Korean defectors, earning a PhD so that she can return to North Korea to raise up a new generation of discipled believers. And as she meets with these North Korean defectors, she teaches them, she gives them a journal, she gives them a pencil, she asks them to open up to the Gospel of Matthew, and then she teaches them to write word for word, without any commentary, the entirety of the New Testament as part of their Christian discipleship. Well, how about it? How many of us would handwrite the entirety of the New Testament? If you have your Bible, would you open up to the New Testament, to Matthew chapter 28? Would you open up or power up to Matthew chapter 28? Though many of us would struggle to handwrite the New Testament, as Baptists, we believe the Word of God is powerful and alive. It is conscience and conviction. The wise have studied it. The ancients preserved it. The faithful died for it. The persecuted treasure it. And the humble proclaim it. Reformations have grown from it. Revolutions have sprung from it. New life emerges from it. The Word of God is powerful and alive. For it is good news to the poor, to the marginalized, the rejected, the downcast and downtrodden, to the ones in famine, those in prison, those trapped in war and conflict, to the stranger, the refugee, to those who cannot read, cannot see, cannot hear. The Word of God belongs to you. The Word of God does not belong alone to prophet, priest, or king, but to every man and woman filled with the Holy Spirit. The Word of God belongs to you. The Word of God is powerful and alive. And Jesus said in Matthew 28, beginning in verse number 18, a familiar passage for those who are joining us today in person or online. Beginning in verse number 18, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. These verses are a reminder of a core teaching in our Baptist theology. Every Baptist is to share their faith. Every Baptist is a missionary. We are called to share our faith in our home, neighborhood, city, country, and around the world. The Lord can use you as a gospel worker in your school and in your office. Every Baptist is a missionary. Would you turn to your neighbor and say, I am a missionary? In Matthew 28, in this wonderful passage, these scriptures give us four alls. The four alls of the Great Commission help us participate in God's unchanging mission. The first all authority is in heaven. All authority is in Jesus. We are to abide in the power of Jesus. All authority in heaven and on earth is in Jesus. It may look like there is great authority in this world. It may look like there are the forces of this world, the powers of this world have authority, but all authority is in Jesus. The second all nations. Go and make disciples of all nations. God's unchanging mission in all nations. We know, of course, there are still many in this city and in this country who are unreached with the gospel. Around the world, there are 3 billion people who are unreached with the good news of Jesus Christ. Which brings us to the third all. To teach them to obey all or everything that I have commanded. Well, that's the strategy. We are to teach and proclaim Jesus, how Jesus lived, what Jesus said. Not just the portions that we like or that make us feel comfortable. We're to teach all of Jesus. And the fourth all, I will be with you always, to the very end of the age. That is the promise of Jesus' presence. Notice, success is not the promise. Recognition is not the promise. Jesus' presence is the promise. And no matter what we face, as we live out the unchanging mission of God, Jesus will always be with us, and Jesus is enough. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. We are called to be Christ-centered, for all authority in heaven and on earth is in Jesus. And one of the objectives of Matthew is to illustrate how Jesus fulfills the Old Testament. Matthew illustrates how Jesus fulfills God's unchanging mission that began all the way back in Genesis. The Father has sent the Son. The Son has sent the Spirit, and now the Spirit is sending you. Every Baptist is a missionary. Over the last 10 years, the worldwide Baptist family has grown 22%. Praise the Lord. You are part of a growing Baptist family where many continue to share the gospel. But this is different region by region. In the last 10 years, the Baptist family in Europe has declined 3%, and in North America has declined 6%. We know these realities, don't we? We experience some of these realities. But in the last 10 years, the Baptist family in Asia has grown 20%. The Baptist family in Latin America has grown 41%. And in the last 10 years, the Baptist family in Africa has grown 134%. The Holy Spirit is moving in powerful ways all around the world. When young people like Hannah are sent on mission trips to Fiji. Just this last month, I was in Singapore and I was meeting with an older couple. And they said, we've just retired, but we're moving to Thailand in order to use the resources we've accumulated in Singapore to live out our golden years as people on God's mission in another country where they don't know Him. because all authority is in Jesus. We need not worry about building for ourselves or our churches or our organizations power and authority, though they are seductive. Power and influence in this world are fading away. Focus on the mission of Jesus. All authority in heaven and on earth is given to Jesus. Now, the Gospel of Matthew demonstrates five categories over which Jesus has decisive and definitive authority. Jesus has authority over nature, demons, disease, death, and sin. These realities can continue to look as if they have authority today, but the power of Jesus is greater than any authority in this world. After some historic flood swept through Germany, claiming many lives, I had the opportunity to visit right in the time of COVID. While in one of those devastated communities, I had lunch with a church planter and an older woman who was in her 30s who was hosting the church plant in her apartment. It's awesome. God's at work in all ages, isn't he? And this woman lives on the third floor of her apartment building. The whole street had been devastated by the flood. We went up to her apartment, you know, everything had been stripped down, completely bare. And as those flood waters were rising, she was praying and praying until eventually she had to evacuate to the very top of that apartment building, uncertain about what was going to happen. Now, this woman is the only believer in her family, the only believer on the floor of her apartment building. When she came back down, she discovered that all of the apartments on her floor had been flooded out, completely lost everything. And then she opened her door. Not a single drop of water in her apartment. A miracle. And as her neighbors came back down, they said, "Tell us about this God who saved your apartment." And as she gave this testimony, radiating a passion and a joy for sharing Christ in the midst of troubles, she ended this incredible testimony with this question: would you pray for revival? And that our small group will be faithful to live in this moment as a missionary witness before the door closes again. The sin in our lives and in the lives of others can feel like it has authority. People live in the chains of sin and shame and guilt until they find forgiveness and freedom in Jesus. And I want you to know today, if you feel like your life is out of control, if you feel shamed or trapped, you're not alone. I can remember lying in my bed as a young person and wondering, could God ever love or forgive me for all the things that I had done? And today I want you to know you can find freedom in Jesus Christ. Whatever authority you feel in your life, Jesus has the power to set you free. And we want to invite you to turn to Jesus today, to come and visit with a pastor or any of those who led in worship and find freedom in Jesus. For there is much in this world that looks as if it has lasting power. Other religious beliefs can feel as if they have controlling authority. Global pandemics, changing environments, floods and droughts can feel as if nature has authority. Disease, culture, government, militaries, economics, all of these exercise authority. But that authority is limited by time. Do not be worried by these time-limited authorities. Do not give into the power and influence of these time-limited authorities. They are a smoke, a mask of emptiness. There is no power, no authority, no situation, no experience, no problem that you will face, no doubt that will come your way that can overcome Jesus Christ. He is the source of your authority. He is your source of identity, your source of being. As followers of Christ, we are not time limited, but eternally bound. live by the time and authority of eternity. For all authority in heaven and on earth is in Jesus. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Now, the Greek phrase used here is panta ta ethne, all the nations. It's used four times in the Gospel of Matthew, maybe because he knows it's so hard to go and make disciples of all nations, isn't it? God's kingdom is a multinational reality. To be a disciple of Christ, one must be a witness to all nations. Now, confession is good for the soul, isn't it? Can I confess this morning? You know, all of us, let me say this. Sometimes I want to take some passages in the scripture, you know, and say, you know, that bit really applies to my life. But then I want to take other bits of scripture and say, thank God he's called somebody to do that. Let me give you an example. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, we read these words from Jesus. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. When we take that promise, we say, yes, that applies to my life. And it does. But then we reach Matthew 28 where Jesus says, go and make disciples among all nations. And we say, praise God, some people are called to that ministry, but not me. David Platt notes that we often take the obligations of Christianity and give them to a few while keeping the privileges of Christianity for us all. All followers of Christ are called to take the gospel to all nations. We need followers of Christ who see your profession as a place to live in the kingdom of God. Your home, your classroom, your work office, your medical clinic, your farm, your neighborhood, your apartment building, all of these are outposts for the kingdom of God. They are your opportunity to live God's unchanging mission of good news. Now, you know, every nation has lots of different kinds of people, different groups of people within whom we could share the gospel. These could be ethnic groups or language groups or refugee groups. These could be immigrant groups. These could be groups of affinity or profession like teachers or doctors or the homeless. Who are the people groups in your community who are most unreached with the gospel? Can I encourage you? Reach out to them. And to all around the world who are unreached with the gospel, can I encourage you as a church, adopt an unreached people group? Today, the majority of the unreached people in the world are in Asia. The most unreached people group is in Bangladesh. Mark's wife, Karen, is in Bangladesh as we speak. What are we willing to sacrifice for those who have the least access to the good news of Jesus Christ? What priorities are we willing to change? Use the freedom that you have today not to preserve your freedom, but to become a great mission-sending church and into the unreached areas where they have no freedom. We could talk about many places, places like Ukraine, places like Turkey, where you raise this great sacrificial gift to give to those in aid. You know, there are 6 Baptist churches in Turkey. And Baptist World Aid Australia is partnering with the Baptist churches in Turkey to let them not only be the hands of Jesus, but to change the way those individuals who experience that gift for the very first time from a Baptist church understand what it means to live out the gospel witness. In places like Ukraine, where so many have given so generously, do you know that in the last 6 months, 3,000 people in Ukraine have come to know the Lord? To embrace God's unchanging mission is to live as disciples centered in Christ, to recognize his authority, and to live with intentional mission as a witness from our neighborhood to all nations among all peoples. And as we live with that intention, what are we to do? Well, we're to teach them everything that Jesus commanded. We read in this passage, go and make disciples. Now in the Greek, as you know, that is a command. We could read it as go and make disciples, ! Make disciples is a command, even if that requires suffering. Remember, Matthew 28 is given in the context of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. Make disciples, even in the context of suffering. In Matthew 5:10, we're told that those who are persecuted as they follow Jesus should know they are blessed. Suffering is a natural component to the kingdom of God. We are to live not bound by time, but eternally bound. According to Matthew 28, that means sometimes we have to go. We are to go and to be a missionary to every neighborhood and every nation. Every Baptist is a missionary. Are you going? As you go, believers are to be Baptists, to be baptized. As Baptists, we continue to understand baptism as the process of including individuals in the family of believers called church. Discipleship is not something done alone. It is something we do together in community. Missions is not just about seeing people saved as individuals. It is planting churches, recognizing we need one another, called to serve in our community. As individuals and as a community, we are to obey all that Jesus commanded, even the hard teaching, like loving, forgiving, denying self, picking up the cross, and going. We're to be kingdom citizens, for Jesus came to announce the kingdom of God and to teach us to live according to that kingdom. And at the end, we're given one final all. Isn't it an incredible promise? And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. It's a wonderful promise, but it is a contingent promise. We cannot take the privilege and separate it from the promise of those same verses. We cannot say, oh no, God has not called me to mission, let's send that young person. Oh no, God has not called me to make disciples, he's called somebody else. Oh no, God has not called me to go into all the nations. But when we get to the very next verse, oh yes, Jesus is with me always. We cannot separate these two verses from, they belong together. The promise of Jesus' presence is contingent upon obedience. We most fully experience the beauty of Jesus' presence as we live out God's unchanging mission of intentional witness from our neighborhoods to the nations. And what a blessed presence it is. The promise is the presence of Jesus. The promise is not success. The promise is not riches. The promise is not mental and physical health. The promise is not recognition. The promise is not authority. The promise is not culture. The promise is Jesus' presence. And the presence of Jesus is enough. We must be willing to live as if Jesus is enough. Several years ago, I was in Somalia visiting with a group of pastors, and one of the pastors was named Abdullahi. When Abdullahi was a 9-year-old boy, he had a dream, a vision, if you will, and in that dream, he heard a voice which said to me, "Follow me, my name is Jesus." So Abdullahi woke up and he gave his life to Jesus, even though he didn't know any Christians, and he began to look for a Bible, and it took him, unfortunately, 6 years before he found a copy of God's Word. Unfortunately, his family then found him studying those scriptures, and at the age of 15, he was incarcerated and put in prison for 6 months. And I asked him, I said, Abdullahi, what was it like to be a teenager in a prison in Somalia for your faith in Jesus Christ? And he said, I don't like to remember those days. I don't want to talk about it. They were filled with pain and with torture and with beating. And I said, okay, that's fair. Let me change the question then. I said, was there a Bible verse that kept you firm and certain in the midst of this horrific experience that you had? And he said, oh yes, there was a Bible verse that I held on to. He said, it's where Jesus said, "I will be with you always, to the very end of the world. And Abdullahi said that as they were torturing me, as they were beating me, I would yell out this verse that Jesus would always be with me. And two of those, he said, that were torturing me came into my prison cell at night and gave their life to Jesus Christ. Friends, I'm so grateful for all of these Baptists all around the world who remain passionately committed to Jesus Christ. And I want to invite you to meet some of these Baptists from around the world who are serving in incredible ways. I want to invite you to meet Baptists who are serving the Lord in the midst of war and hunger and persecution. I want to invite you to meet Baptists from Brazil and Nigeria, where the church is growing rapidly and they're sending many new missionaries. I want to invite you to hear Baptist testimonies from Syria, Ukraine, and Myanmar. I want you to experience for yourself this wonderful worldwide Baptist family. We have one slide, and if we can put the slide up on the screen. You see, every 5 years, the Baptist World Alliance hosts a worldwide congress. And the next congress is in July 2025 in that exotic location of Brisbane. Now, this congress is the most diverse gathering of Baptists in the world. Now, unfortunately, there's no business. And I know some of you love to come to Baptist meetings because you love business, right? So there's no business. What we do is we gather as Baptists. We expect 5,000 Baptists from 100 countries to gather together and pray and worship and to be recommitted to God's unchanging mission. Now, these congresses rotate around the world. As Mark said earlier, we have 6 regions in the BWA. So that means the next time that we will be in the Asia-Pacific area will be in 25 years. I don't want you to wait 25 years to experience this wonderful family for yourself. So in July 2025, the Baptist World Alliance is partnering with Australian Baptists for this next congress. I got good news. Some of you are hearing about Congress for the first time today. And guess what? You're the host. You know, congratulations. Thank you so much for offering to host Baptists from around the world. But we're so grateful for David and for Mark and for Steve, the Dom, who's here, and for Queensland Baptists who've been leading this effort. When Mark and I were in South Korea together, one of the Baptist leaders there said, we're going to bring a choir of 600 Korean children to come to Congress and sing. Isn't that going to be awesome? 600 Korean children declaring their praise for Jesus Christ. A couple weeks ago, Mark and I were with the key Baptist leader in Brazil who oversees all of their home mission. We have 1,200 home missionaries inside Brazil. It's amazing. And one of their vibrant ministries is there's this part of Rio de Janeiro called Crackland because of all of the drugs and homelessness and everything. That's what the local people there call Crackland. And in the middle of Crackland, the Baptists have started a ministry they call Christland. So Christland in the middle of Crackland, and this Baptist leader from Brazil, he said, listen, for Congress, we're going to bring a choir of 100 individuals whose lives had been wrecked by Crackland. They were living on the streets. They were in drug abuse situations, but their lives have been redeemed, and they want to go to Brisbane, Australia, and declare with their whole bodies that from the midst of homelessness and drug addiction, Jesus Christ has set them free. I think it'll be great. I was with a Baptist from Nigeria just about 3 weeks ago, and what the Baptists in Nigeria always do is they rent an airplane as a convention, and then they sell all the tickets across that airplane, and they fly all over together on that airplane. I don't know what it's like to be a flight attendant, you know, and that must be some kind of airplane, all these Baptists coming up and down the aisles. But what an incredible experience. And listen, if the Nigerians and the Brazilians and the Koreans, they're all coming to Brisbane, what about you? So there's a QR code up on the screen, and you can use your phone, and you can actually pre-register for free today. And when I'm here in Australia for about another week. It's been about a 2-week trip in Australia. And at the end, we're going to do some giveaways. And so, you know, I know money is precious to all people, but especially in Australia, right? We want to get a bargain. This is your chance to get a bargain and pre-register today. And then we'll do a kind of a lotto system. And several who have registered over this week are going to get a free registration. All of you are invited. It'll change your life. And I can say that because Congress changed my life. When I was in my young 20s, my wife and I had a chance to go to one of these congresses, and there we were, you know, 25, 26, newly married. And man, when you're in that room and you see 100 nations come down at an opening parade, and when you get to hear and meet people from all over the world, it'll change your life. Think about the people who are in their 20s here. It'll change their life. Come as a family. We're bringing our children. Come and bring your children as we all gather together. You will hear missions leaders and church leaders. You'll hear stories from the persecuted, and the Lord will move in a powerful way. This is God's unchanging mission. In Matthew 28, it gives us these four alls. All authority is in Jesus. We are called to all nations. We are to obey all that Jesus commanded. And as we live with this missional intentionality, as you go from your neighborhood to the nations, we will know the beautiful presence of Jesus's always presence. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. I thank you for every home that is represented in this room, and that you have called every person in all of our homes to live with a missional intentionality, beginning in our local area, beginning with this community, and then extending it to all the nations. So, Lord, we ask that in the great mission spirit of this church, that you would continue to strengthen them, that you would continue to fill them with your Holy Spirit and send them across all the neighborhoods and all the nations, that they may give glory to your great name. Father, we thank you for all that you are doing across the church. But Lord, as we gather together in this beautiful community Baptist church here in Thornley, we say again, Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit and send us out for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.